Okay. I know Rabbi Shurkin yesterday talked about one aspect of Yeshiva Sukkah. I'm talking about a totally different aspect of Yeshiva Sukkah. And tomorrow, I'm talking about the bracha on the bracha of Yeshiva Sukkah. When you say it, and tomorrow, here's the Shemli Neder, after the long tosis, starts in the bracha on the Tilas Lulav. Yeah, the sugya on the Flamites about the bracha on Nitilas Lulav. Now I'm talking about the bracha on Shiva Sukkah. The Gemara says like this: Ma'am and Bez. Lulav Shiva, Sukkah Yomech, Shiva Levrach, Lulav Yomech. Rav Pishin Notam called Shiva Zechon Rindor, Shem Avorach, and Rolly Yom Rishon Shemin Afro. So it says, Sukkah, you require a bracha all 7 days. Where it begins, Lulav, my time, Lulav, the Mitzvah, Leilos, Miyomim. Each day is a separate day. Every day is a separate mitzvah. Lo mitzvah Rabbi Yoram HaShemol says, no, there's 7 brachos on Sukkah, and 1 on Lulav, and 1 bracha on Sukkah. Why? Because Sukkah is 7 days in one unit. Lulav, there's no mitzvah b'layla. There's only a mitzvah b'yom. No mitzvah b'layla, only a mitzvah b'yom. So, every day is different. Sukkah is one unit. Rabbi Baruch Hu, Amar Shmuel, Amar Ram. Sukkah Shiva, Lulu Yomecha. My time is Sukkah the Raisa. Shiva, Lulu Drabon, Sari Bachad Yom. Does the Rabban Amar Yom. Echot Zeh, Ve'echot Zeh Shiva. You make a bracha on all of them 7 days. Amar Yom, from the Kod, Rabban, Birch, the Kulu, Biyotcha, the Kulu Amaroi. Oh. So you make a bracha every day. It says, oh. So, Gemara says, okay, you make a bracha. And that's how we pass. You make a bracha. Now, the question is, when do you make a bracha? So you take a look in the Rambam. Rambam Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis. Calls man she kanes leishim b'sukkah, called Shiva. Anytime you go to sit in Sukkah. Now the Rambam sheet is that you only make a bracha if you sit down. Now if you take a look in the Rambam, it talks about Kiddush, and he says, and he continues, B'leil Yom Tov. Mishim b'varach halav sukkah, v'achach b'varach halav zman. First you say leishim b'sukkah. And say Shachriyana. Masadakola brachos ala coats. And do everything on the coats. Nimsa, famous Shitas and Rambam, Mekadesh Mu'umad. The Shitas and Rambam is normally Kiddush is sitting down. But on Sukkahs, you have to stand up. Mavarak Leshi Basukkah, and then he sits down. Yachakach, and after that, he says Shachriyana. Okay, now. So, says the writer, I don't like this. Yeshiva, and why not? You could say yeshiva doesn't mean sitting down. She means living there. And he says, now yeshiva ain't al das achila. You're gonna eat. He says, if I sit down, that's not over the asiyotim. It's before you eat. That's because, and he finds something special about eating. Now, here, those of you who learned brachas this past Kayetzman, learned Shitas Rabbeinu Tam on the Daf Yurao from the base that says you don't make a bracha like the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol zman shi kaneis leishim." But any time I go to sit in sukkah, stay in sukkah, I make a bracha each time. Rabbeinu Tam says, "No, only the achila." Okay, what is the basis of the machlokas, and what is the havana of the machlokas? Havana of the machlokas goes as follows: there are two separate mitzvahs of sukkah. I'll read earlier in the Rambam. Keitzidhi mitzvahs yeshiva sukkah. What is the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? She'ocha v'shosa, you should eat, you should drink v'dar v'sukkah, and live in the sukkah, for shivas yomim. Ben yom ben belayim, keder shudar v'besa v'shayimot hashanah. Just like you live in your house the other days of the year. V'chol shivas hayomim. In all 7 days, also Adam has beto arai the sukkos keva. He makes his ikir diva is in the house, and is in the sukkah, and his diva arai is his house. Keitzah, kelim noyim have nice things and nice carpeting. Clear shtia and all fancy silver. I keep in the sukkah. This is my home. Make it into your home for 7 days. That's one mitzvah. And another mitzvah. Othan v'shosin v'yesheni b'sukkah kol shiva. Ben b'yom ben b'lai. There are three main things you do in the sukkah. Eat, drink, and sleep. The Suda Chutzlis. You're not allowed to eat a Suda Suda at the place. The busy barn in Lebanon will have to wait a second. Okay, now wait. A lot of planes going to Lebanon today. Chutz kosher. Avim och achilas arai and achilas arai. Oh, pachas oyosamah. Then you shenu chutz sukkah. And under no circumstances can you sleep outside of the sukkah. Afilu shenu sarai, even a shenu sarai. Umutu lishos mine, lecho peiris chutz sukkah. You can drink water and eat peiris outside. That in anything I do, there are three separate aspects of yeshiva sukkah. One, I have to treat this as my home. This is my home. I have nice kalim, bring it in, drag this, bring it in, do, bring it in, whatever, bring it into the sukkah. That's what I want. Treat it as your home completely. One, I love. Second, I love. That you are not allowed to eat a su'uda or to sleep at all outside of sukkah. Second, I love. Third, I love. Anything I do in sukkah beyond the minimum is a kiyamah mitzvah as emeshah. If I want to drink a glass of water, that's not Nachilas Arai. That's not Nachilas Kepa. It's Nachilas Arai. I can do it outside of Sukkah. But if I drink it into the Sukkah, I was in the Shulah. That's a Kemar Mitzvah. Now, I won't get into the issues of Achila Laila Rishon. That's a whole other area for us to get involved. The Rambam is telling me is as follows. I have a mitzvah to make my sukkah, my mokum kavua. And there are certain things you do in your mokum kavua that you don't that turn it into your mokum kavua. A sa'uda and shena. That will turn it into a mokum kavua. If I will sleep at all outside of the sukkah, or I would have a suda outside of kavua, that means I don't make a kriyas outside of the sukkah. I can't make a kriyas outside. That's a bitul aser. Now, just for those who are not familiar with the terms, bitul aser, kiyam aser, bitul aser, and isser aser, they come to those of you who may have learned that here in Shavuos Nedarim. If I'm a kaimanis, I take a lulav. Mekayimimis. I get points for it. There are certain times the Torah formulated Isurim in terms of an Aser. For instance, a Ger Mitzri, he is not allowed to enter to marry a regular Jewish woman. Third generation, yes. But the Pasuk doesn't say it in terms of lo yavo ger mitzri b'kal Hashem. It says ger yavo b'kal Hashem, dor shlishi yavo b'kal Hashem. It says in terms of an aseh. It's called an isur aseh. When the Torah formulates something not to do in terms of an aseh. That's an isur aseh. You don't get malchus for it. You only get malchus for a lo aseh. It's us. Now, you make a bracha on sukkah because it's a kiyam mitzvah. And I have to make every kriyas I do in the sukkah. If I'm kovei, the moment I'm koveying myself outside the sukkah, I'm a vatalas. What is bitul aser? Bitul aser is there's a mitzvah aser to take a lulav. Let's say I don't have a lulav. I'm lacking an aser. Let's say I have a lulav and I break it and I destroy it. I have the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah and I'm about to that opportunity be a day. That's a bitul aser. Okay. Now, so if I would have a sukkah's keva outside the sukkah, that would be a bitul aser. But that means since I'm to be koveya myself outside the sukkah, and the chiyuv is to be koveya yourself only in the sukkah, I mean mevatel the aser of every kriyas has to be in the sukkah. On the other hand, if I take a drink of water outside the sukkah, I take a drink of water outside the sukkah, that's fine. I'm not mevatel aser. There's no kriyas in that. On the other hand, whatever I do in the sukkah, there's a kiyam mitzvah. So if I take that drink of water in the sukkah, I'm a kind of mitzvah. I raise a meshuvah. The Rambam says, since the inyan is kriyas, if you eat walking around, that's not kriyas. So why do you make a bracha before you sit down and then you sit down? The kriyas is I'm sitting down for the purpose of eating. The mitzvah begins with the sitting down for the purpose of eating, and the Rambam says, no, it begins with the eating. Okay. But the thing is, to sit down and eat, that's kavias. If I'm just walking around the sukkah, that's not a kavias. Rambam stood, leishim b'shuvah doesn't mean to sit in the sukkah, chas v'shalom. Now, which, and Rabbeinu Tam says, the ikir kriyas of a person is his su'udah. And therefore, let's say I go, what a very big nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. I go into the sukkah to sit and learn. I go into the sukkah to sit and learn. According to Rambam, you make a bracha. Rabbi Natan, you don't make a bracha. And before we understand Rabbi Natan, Shulchan Aruch says, Mechaba says, Noagu Shem Ravorcha Asuka El B'Shah Sachir. The minig is like Rabbi Natan. And the Ramah says, V'hochi no. And that's the minig, Bein Svarad Bein Ashkenaz. Says the girl, I don't like it. And he says, that's a Ritva Rambam here. But I pass my like Ritva Rambam. What, and he explains Rabbeinu Tam. Afal Gav, the Lefim Askunas HaGemara, Mem Vavam Rav, Mavarach Halko Pam Shinech Maspa, every time I go in it. The Kokam Ike HaKeva Basuka, the Ike Keva Hiya Akhiva. But kulam tfeg lim lo v'hi poteres. There's ikar and tof. For instance, let's say I'm sitting down to a meal, and I have chicken, and I have a chicken, I have sauce on top of the chicken. The sauce is a shakel. Let's say a different. Let's say I have an apple pie. So I have the mazonos, and inside I have apple filling. Okay? What bracha do you make? You make on the mazonos, on the crust, and then on the apple, a separate, you'd have a pizza. Let's assume you make a mazonos on pizza, but the topping is a shakel. And then and the topping, not only is a shakel, in the topping you have some tomatoes also, which is an adon. So you make the mazonos on the cheese and shakel, and on the onions on the pizza you make an adomino. You make a bracha on the ikar, which is the mazonos, and that patches you from the tof. Halacha bracha. Says the Gra. And he's telling, explaining a very deep idea here. People aren't always sensitive to the Gra. He had a problem. He wrote deep ideas in three words. And people used to writing superficial ideas in 500 words. So the Gra says that what is the, according to the Rambam, every time I walk into the Sukkah, I'm a kindness. I take a drink of water, I'm a kindness. On that key, my mitzvah, I make a bracha. Very simple. On the other hand, he said, the Rabbi Natan says, no. The bracha is on the different mitzvahs, making the sukkah my mokum kavua. Remember, the two different mitzvahs, making the sukkah my mokum kavua. That is the first halacha. This is your makom kavua. If this is your makom kavua, so the question is, how do you make it your makom kavua? The ikar mitzvah is making a mokum kavua, and anything else I do in this mokum kavua is also a mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam says the ikar kriyas of a person is where he has a su'udah. And everything else is tofel to that. Now, this is Rabbeinu Tam. And the meaning is like Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rambam and the Rif. Which is unusual, because generally the Mechaber pass is like 2 out of 3, Rambam, Rif, Rosh. And here, the Rambam, Rif, Rosh all say one thing every time, except the Rosh brings Rabbi Natan. And I'm not getting into what I understood Rabbi Shulchan talked about yesterday. What foods do you eat to make it your food? That was Rabbi Shulchan's part. Now, here, to understand Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, there's a Tosfos and Brachos. dozen of brachas. Talks about Birkas HaTorah. So, he says like this, Nishal Rav Rav Yitzchok, Gon Sha'anu, Sha'anu Long Din Miyara Achatila Shachar, after Shachar then ran out to work, Sha'anu Trulim V'Holchim Kach, V'Lo Din Mur Ad En Tzayom. So, some people don't understand the Metzius when they talk about Parnas. Tosus finished davening Shachar, did a few hours of Parnas in the morning, and sat and learned the rest of the day until late at night. So, oh yo, am I? Ain't on with three from Birkas HaTorah by my cheres. Hey, Shivri, lo kind of lo close to Yushan. Oh. He says, Birkas HaShem Bochan, Birkas Lasa, Birkas HaShem, Ikil, Birkas HaTorah, Boteras Kolei, Maishno Mitzuka. It means the moment I make a bruch in the morning, Birkas HaTorah, that passes me from sukkah all day. Why? He says, why different sukkah? I make a bruch, I'll call su'udah v'su'udah. Notice the word, su'udah v'su'udah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And each su'udah I eat. The shiny Torah. Torah is different. The call shosh Adam Khuya Wilmo the Siva Gisva Yom Balaya. Yoshe Kola Yom Balo Hes. So if I'm learning all day, but I'm not learning all day. What do you mean? I just if I'm learning all day. Says Yom Balaya. And he says, but sukkah, I will feel about sukkah yet short for when I sit down to a meal. What is he saying? And then remember that he's saying it within the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Saying the mitzvah of this, there's a mitzvah of, there are two mitzvahs of sukkah. Making myself kavu on the sukkah, and number one, and anything I do on sukkah. There are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. My kriyas in life is Torah. That's what it means, Hagisa Boyam V'Layah. But wait, Hagisa Boyam V'Layah means I don't eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. I don't go to the bathroom. It means I don't go to the store to buy groceries. I do. But a person can be kavu on Torah even though he's taking time out to do something else, as long as he knows his kriyas in life is Torah. Hagisa b'yom v'layla means your makom kavu in this world is Torah. That's it. Yom v'layla. Sukkah, I do a ma'aseh kriyos by having my su'udah there. Each time I have a su'udah, that's another ma'aseh kriyos. I'm koveya myself in the sukkah. I'm koveya again. But it's not a mental preoccupation 24 hours a day. For instance, I've been out here for 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks. But I still have a home back in Yerushalayim. That's my real home. That's my real home. I haven't been there for 5 weeks. Sometimes I travel closer, come back. I haven't been there. But I come home. Torah, no matter what I'm doing, is like my home. Torah is still my home. That's what Gisa Bonyon will like. That's your field. That's your home. But yeah. Even when I'm living in my home in Harnov, I go to the store, I go to the post office, I go to the bank, but I come home. But that's my home. That's my Makom Kavua in this world. I don't have the Torah is the same thing. That's what a Hagisa B'Yom V'Layla. Yes, you go to the store, you go to the bank, you do this, you do that, do a lot of things. But mentally, your Makom Kavua is Torah. And that is what the bracha is la'asok with the Torah. It's not lumo Torah. My asik is Torah. Okay, now, in understanding Rabbeinu Tam, there are two separate mahalas. There's one mahalach of the Taz and one mahalach of the Morgan Avraham. They come from very different angles with a major halacha l'maaseh difference. I wouldn't say differences, multiple differences. A simple question. I go into my sukkah, I watch on the Tila Shaddai, I have breakfast. I sit down, I learn, I don't leave. And then my wife brings me lunch, and I eat lunch. I wash again. Wait 1 second. I make a second broth? I don't make a second broth. And then I keep there, and then she brings me supper. It's all one long yeshiva. This is a major machlokes in the Taz and Morgan Avraham. Let's say I go into the sukkah to learn, and I'm not going to eat. Do I make a bracha then? Major machlokes in the Taz and Morgan Avraham. In the Havana of Rabbeinu Tam. And the whole approach is, you'll see there's one basic yisod that goes straight through, with multiple nafkaminas, and halacha lemaisa, it's a total, there are two different ways of looking at Rabbeinu Tam. If you go like the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, this is not the minhag klal yisod, on the Groh. So then every time you go in, one thing. So if I'm there, I went in, I stayed 12 hours there. It's one long mitzvah yeshiva. It's one bracha. But if I go in to sit and schmooze with a friend, one bracha. Everything I do on sukkah is a mitzvah, not mitzvah, makes bracha. The Tam talks in terms of kfiyus. And where the way the Groh quotes him, the Groh is telling you his Havana of Rabbeinu Tam. That if I go into the sukkah and I sit and I learn for an hour, and then after that my wife brings me a meal, the broth on the meal patters the Lima Torah because it's tougher. So what the Groh is saying in his Havana is that any part of the mitzvah needs a bracha. And what is the difference between Rabbeinu Tam on the one hand, Rif, Rambam, and Rosh on the other hand? Very simple thing. According to the Rambam, the moment you begin the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha right away. That's it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, not. To make the bracha later on. Because the bracha later on in the ikir patas lemafreya l'tof. Now, just want to tell you something else about mitzvahs, which we'll get into, brachas and mitzvahs we'll get into tomorrow. Kol ha-brachos kulam avorchon alem ogal asiyos. You always make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Marim, the Marim, Megillah, that Chafala, the Marim, and Sukkah, that Flamites, among other ones. Now, what is Ogel Asiyasan and why is Ogel Asiyasan? Now, a Birkas Hanan, I take an apple and I make Bor Priyates in the apple. Oh. The apple is Osir until which time as I make a broth. Otel Adam Lanus Bolam Azebeli broth. I never know without a broth. Oh. So the broth is a matir. Take a look in the Ritva. He says, when at the Seder you made Achilas Matzah and Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, which did you do first? Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz and then Achilas Matzah. Why? Says the Ritva. You know why? Because when I have that Matzah without Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, it's also to eat it. I don't make a bracha on something that's also to eat. First, I have to make it mutter to eat. Once it's mutter to eat, then I can make al-chilas matzah. So the birkas hamen is a matzah. It's also to have. So what do I have to do? I have to first make a bracha, and then I have the hanok. But what about birkas hamitzah? So you take a look in the Rambam Perek Aleph. Hilchas Brachas Halacha Gimel Kishen Shemavorcha Achila Ve'achatach Ochlin Kach Mavorcha Mitzvah Achach Ochlin. He says the same thing. So I heard from my Rebbe Zichron Levracha, and I found that Rabbi Avraham and Rambam says the same thing, that the Birkas HaMitzvah is also a matter. You can't, it's also to a mitzvah. Without, why? Comes along Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, the master globe the Hashem, and says, you know why? I'll tell you. Just like before Hanoah Gufni, a physical Hanoah, I mean, to make a bracha. Before Hanoah Rufni, before a spiritual Hanoah, I need a bracha. So according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah b'chlal, until which time you make a bracha. So since the mitzvah begins the moment I sit down to do anything in Sukkot, I need a bracha right away. However, not all Rishonim agree with the Rambam on that. Can you make a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah? Rambam says, let's say I put on my talis, and 10 minutes into that, I remember, oh, I didn't make a bracha. So I certainly have to make a bracha. Now the bracha goes to the Kima Mitzvah afterwards, or even goes backwards. According to Rambam, it only goes forward. First 10 minutes, I did a mitzvah without a bracha. I'm not allowed to do it, but I did. Finish. According to other Rishonim, no. The bracha has to be connected to the mitzvah. Can either be done right before, but right before or in the middle. And some Rishonim says it can be done right after. The whole Inyan. Hagos Hashiri, first parak of Chulin. Shulchan Aruch talks about it. Immediately afterwards, because the thing is, the bracha has to be connected. If there's no connection, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, and that we'll see in the Tosis tomorrow about lulav. The question is how to make the bracha on a lulav. Also, you may think you know how to make a bracha on a lulav. Tomorrow, Meir Hashem will see it. You'll see. Not so simple how to make the bracha on a lulav. When I make a bracha on a lulav, it's different than the way most people do. We have all sorts, my family has all sorts of interesting ways to make brachas on lulavs. But so that is a side issue, and that issue plays very large. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the first thing in Rabbeinu Tam. A bracha doesn't have to be before a mitzvah. A bracha is not a matir. Now God says Shri, in the name of Lord Zavua, says it very clear in the first paragraph of the book. One, he's explaining why the bracha can be in the middle of the mitzvah or immediately after the mitzvah. Birkas HaNen, it's a matzah. I'm not allowed to eat. I can't take the first bite of that apple. I can't take the first bite of that cake. Because it's matzah. But Birkas HaMitzvah is not a matzah, says. It has been matzurif. It can be done anytime. Immediately before, in the middle, or immediately after. There he's talking about Shechita. What is it? The specific case he's talking about, we make a bracha on Shechita. Kekish HaMitzvah ala Shechita. But let's say you're shechting an animal, there's a suffix whether it's a trefer or not. If it's a trefer, so you don't make a bracha on it. So they suggest you shecht, you open the animal up, check if it's a trefer, and then you make a bracha. Wait a second, it's afterwards. You say, I don't care if it's afterwards. It's immediately afterwards. It's mechubah. It's my first opportunity to make it that I know that I shechted an animal that's kosher. And he says, and it's not, and that's with the Hagos Hashri, in the name of the Lord Zeruah, the first prayer of the whole. So it's not like Birkas HaNen where it's a matir. Okay, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, I make the bracha on the Kliya Basuda, and that part is the rest of the mitzvah. That's the way the Gra understood Rabbeinu Tam. But then, according to the Gra's Havana of Rabbeinu Tam, wait 1 second. That's only if I go in, I sit and I learn, and then my wife brings me breakfast. But what say I sit for an hour and learn and I live? So then, the problem becomes the ikkar. So the way the Gra has understood Rabbeinu Tam, if in this yeshiva, this staying in the sukkah, I have a number of things that I'm doing, and one of them is a su'uda, that is the ikr, and therefore that patters the other things in the sukkah. That's how the Gra understood Rabbeinu Tam. If so, according to the Gra, we'll see it expressed very, very extensively in the Taz and Mokav Ra. I said the problem with the Gra is you have to not count every word, you have to count every letter that he writes. But it's, once you see it, it's right here in the Gra. He says, let's say I go in the morning, I have breakfast, I learn, lunch, some company comes, supper. I made on this one yeshiva sukkah, I make one bro. Each yeshiva by itself is a mitzvah. And each yeshiva by itself is a mitzvah. So then requires a prophet. But if part of it is the su'udah and part of it is the non-su'udah, I do the ikkar and the tofel. And it turns out, and the whole machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam on the one hand, Rambam, Rif and Rosh on the other hand, is simply, and it was over Asiyason. What is over Asiyason? Now let's see the Taz. Whether he agrees with the Gra's evaluation, disagrees with the Magen Avraham. No good shame of all. I mean, I love the time along we paskin to Rabbi Bar Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Sufi called Zion Tzorfo. Luchos Luvis Bar Rosh Batur. And the Rabbi. The Yesh of Baruch Hal Kol Pam Shnichnas. And Kotsu Atos. Eime Shnichnas Lo Shiyoch of Yishu Yish Afu Yud Pam and Biyoch. Baruch Hal Kol Achaz Yach. Midi Nehavim. At Phil calls my, if I put on Phil, I take them off. I put them on later. I take them off. Put them on later. I take them off. That's just like tefillin. Behind the time of the sukkah, the misrami they sued the law actually the metal of the sukkah. Cause the best yosef, b'shem ha'machi. Reason cause is dakka shiyotza yitzia gemura. That's only, now we're not yet gotten to Rabbeinu Tam. He's still within the shita of the Rambam, Rif and Rosh and Tor. If I left, Yitzia Gamura Lasu Signora, Shul Lazulia. If I left for an unspecified amount of time, I left. How long? For as long as it takes me to do something else. If I left for 3 minutes to go to the bathroom, I left because I had to want to get the mail. I want to bring the mail back up. I don't make a new call. But I left for an unspecified amount of time to do something for the sukkah. Then I make another call. But if someone knocks on the door and I go to the door and I schmooze to someone for 10 minutes. Although I'll be to call, so I go out of the kitchen to bring something into the soup. Okay? That's a bit serious. The CMA tour, the Rabbeinu Tam. So after they bring the sheet of almost everybody, they bring Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Kar Perek. Kevin Sheikha Kriya Sha'odam also because Hasub Hina Achila. Mavurach Al Achila Upote Kol Verma Fiu Hashem. The Kavu Rabbeinu Sein Kar Rabbeinu. And the Kriya says, even though theoretically I agree with my father, the Rosh, and the Rosh, but the after Rabbeinu Tam, everyone passed like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosafot is very common to both. It's not Tosafot very common to both. Marshall said, "There are few who have been died to have young left or shnei pomem b'sukkah, tzorach levorach shem." two meals are two brachos. He located my maximum. I thought it was supposed to ask. But Torah Vada, I died a little more after. Portion the Mesukat Sarah of all Indian, the world changes. And that's why Tos had the Chalik between that bit. So what is he saying? He's saying like this. How am I koveya that this sukkah is my makom dira? There's a mitzvah to make the sukkah into my makom dira. So how am I koveya that the sukkah is my makom dira? By eating my su'udos there. So everything I do is a maisa kviyos. Two maisa kviyos. And then I've been koveya this as my makom kavua. But cautiously, he says, "My shnor mechanusar shabosim." A person has a perfume store. Beautiful, sweet-smelling perfume. You go in there, you make a bracha on the sweet smell. These are the simulations. If I go and I come back, I go and I come back, I go and I come back, I make a bracha every time. Chazav ashur b'shem maramaru. Rodakish hoyo daito las. Hoyo daito las. But if I come back, and I don't care if it's an hour or two, I feel as my maruba calls you died to last about so young. The kind of notes you can show Yetzel at Davim Chaveva. Rabbi Nutam only said, it's only I go out for a specific thing for a specific amount of time. Of course, what happens? He said, Now, so he's trying to zero in on a more precise definition of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not just Hesach Hadas, not Hesach Hadas. I washed, I benched. My wife says, "Oh, that's just the entree. Now we're coming to the main course." "Oh, really? I'll wash again." Rabbi Tam says, Second broth. Yes.
Why in the beginning are we making an equation between necessarily Perthos and Ahead and the Perthos?
Very good question. But he says the Hesach, all he's saying is it's not just a simple issue of Hesach Hadas and not Hesach Hadas. If it's an issue of Hesach Hadas and not Hesach Hadas, it would be one shear. Something else is going on here besides Hesach Hadas. The pshitale, the mahane died to go on my show. And if I eat and I don't go out of the sukkah and I eat the next day, certainly I have to make a problem. The mocha of Inyanachas is separate. What did Boba Yom actually go out of my shank? Can't pick us a rea. Thank Shad. Shom Gma Mice. The seal of my solution. It's not. So he's saying, I'm making a bracha on a specific mice that I'm doing. And when I finish mice A, mice B is the second mice. Here in Birkas HaReah, it's not any mice, it's the Hanoah I'm having. And as long as there's no Hesach Hadas, so therefore the bracha on the first keeps going until I'm Mesiach Das. Kachner Rufi Ani is like, Kozval Vush. Okay, this is the first part. Now, he said, "Kozvul vo shalosh shikol matz lishtos achar bevan zamon achar shtiyah." The Lush disagrees with him. He said there was a minig, what happened? People have a meal. After the meal, they bring out the schnapps, have a good time, they bring out the beer, they bring out the wine, and they schmooze, get a little high. Next meal. And they made a second broth. The Lush said that's wrong. Shavelos, he who died to me, said, there was no Hazar Hadas. And what does the Levush say? Comes along, the Tan says, they're right. Not for getting drunk enough. So, more than it's all about the Bush, or Mitzvah Shalom, the biggest lie on Makarad. Hakasiv Harosh Perk Bay, why? Relationship of Sukhani with Saki Basu. We found the Cholek on the Rambam. Hakasiv Shiyesh the Kaddish Mok. Chas for sure. He cooked the Rambam a little too little. He said, when the Rambam says, you make a bracha standing and then you sit down, because the Rambam thought Leishim means sit. No, Chas for sure. The Rambam never saw anything before with him. The Shiva Losh and Akiva Gemara and Megillah Daf Chafal. Everyone knows that Gemara. I hope everyone knows that Gemara. So, he says, no. Akiva. Staying. We can't learn enough good much in the sacrifice. We also have to go, Eke Akiva Mitzan Kfiyas Ho Akiva. Every meal I make is another Maisa Kriyos. It's not on this Yeshiva Sukkah, and it's a Maisa Kriyos that I make. He says, and the Bracha Rishona, and I have a Kavana for this Maisa Kriyos. Next one's for the next Maisa Kriyos. And when I bench, I finish that Maisa Kriyos. Anything. So what does it mean to fail with Hila Gavis? Well, it's the Rosh. It's the Mashach Varen. Everything else a person does. Hila, Shana, Shosim, the Susan, the Tfeil, and the Gavi Afila. He put on, I can't show. And he called the Chol. Ma, Hila, the Shana, Shana, before Rosh, and the Fila, the Susan, the Gemara. And he says, still, it's tough. And you're part of it. Oh. So this is his mahalo. Finish the whole thing. You go through this entire task. What's in the Magen Avraham and says you're all wrong? Well, I explained to you before the shita of the Groth, and that is the Shita of Morgan Avraham. Morgan Avraham, we'll see it inside. Morgan Avraham says it's false. No. Every Akiva in the Sukkah, Akiva means staying. I spent 2 hours now on the Sukkah. That's one long Maisa Mitzvah, 2 hours. That long Maisa Mitzvah, 2 hours requires a Groth. Now the point is, when do you say that Groth? So the most important part, because they're two separate mitzvahs. One part of the mitzvah is anything I do on the Sukkah. That's one mitzvah. The second mitzvah is to make myself kavu on the Sukkah. So, and I do that by a su'udah. So I do it on that, which is the most important part of the mitzvah, because that via that su'udah, I make this my makom kavua. And so, and that, and I don't have to do it before the beginning of the mitzvah. I can do it in the middle of the mitzvah. If there's a reason to do an Isra Olamitz, and there is, because I'm doing a lot of things, and there's an Ikka thing, the most important thing I'm doing for Sukkah, that's all. But what will happen if I just go in, someone comes into my house, I say, come into my house, we'll sit and we'll talk, and I take out some Coca-Cola, and drink some Coca-Cola. And then he leaves. He turns to make a broad place. He's super trying to make that broad. Because on that hour we sat and talked and drank a few cups of Coca-Cola, that was a mitzvah. And that mitzvah requires a broth. Kotva got smack. She was walking in all from Shomrak Yoshim Shahas Ptolemy. He bought in and taste you can't go do. Kotva Loma have a broth of Atol. He quotes in the name Hagot Smak, which is Rabbi Peretz, says like the Taz, that if I sit in the sukkah and I don't eat, I make a bracha, it's a bracha of Atol. I measure Kasafti Simbeis. Mashma Rosh, Vatur, etc. I feel in the translation, but called him Ha'achila, and I'm a bracha. We told Shiochamapa, Bog of Yavarach, today Shift Atol. Lo Achilo Yavarach, Mosh Kasafti, Lo Kishavach. I'm actually calls him Shom Shem Mavarach for Boker, for the Mavarach had Boker Shem, so he says, Kevin Shiyosham Basuka, Lomate Choshen Halai Lehefsu. So what is he saying? He's saying, the famous question I heard at the end Rabbi Shokin talking about, what's the bracha? Going to sleep in the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah. Okay. Right, I never thought about that till I came to Eretz Yisrael. And it was a serious halacha l'maaseh shaila. The family that lived downstairs from me, they had five men who had to sleep in the sukkah. And they only had room for three beds. So what would they do? Someone would go to sleep, and then after he was fast asleep, they'd pick him very gently up and take him out, and someone else would go to sleep. They said he was in kind of mitzvah, he went to sleep in the sukkah. The sleeping, that's not part of the mitzvah. So, but what is the Magen Avraham telling you? That's wrong. Avraham says the sleeping is part of the sukkah. Why? Because when I sleep in a place, I'm acting as if it's my home. And here, you see the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Every other mitzvah I do when I'm a satsayik, I'm not yotzei. Here I'm fast asleep, sleeping, I don't know anything that's happening. I mean, what kind of mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah when you're asleep? That's a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Yom Kippur. Yes, the chesed continues.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If you think about it, he doesn't know about it. It's the fact that he was kovei himself, or it's
he was kovei himself. But he's lacking the kiyum mitzvah for those 3 hours. But he thought that he was kovei himself chutz l'sukkah. Going to sleep chutz l'sukkah means I was kovei myself chutz l'sukkah. That's a bit lasher. But he was kovei himself in the sukkah. Then he's out of the sukkah. Okay.
Going to sleep knowing they're taking you out is awesome.
What?
Going to sleep and knowing they're
going to
take you out
would
be
awesome. He says it very, very clearly. You do not make a second brach. There's no hetzach hadas. So he says, in every yeshiva sukkah, I do it at the achilah. Let's say there's not going to be an achila. So he quotes Hagos Smak. And we'll see what he does with this Hagos Smak. In the end, he agrees or doesn't. But he's telling me, A, that he disagrees with the Taz. A, that he disagrees with the Taz is if I eat and I bench and I don't leave the sukkah, I eat and I bench again, I don't make a new Yeshiva. Why? Because the bracha is on this long yeshiva sukkah, a 5-hour yeshiva sukkah with two sukkahs. 5-hour yeshiva sukkah with two sukkahs. So, one long mitzvah, one long mitzvah, one long bracha. Okay. Chol adam daitum and astam shalot hey abrocha potrosa ah shor she yachtsi v'yochot ki oz yachtsi v'dor and dvar of tfuwi according to Maril who happens to be with the Taz mim she yesh lo tzitzis bebigdo yechavin shlo yiftirenu bebekoso ad chapsos. Tzadik nefesh lahem. Okay. You just disconnected with that. Okay.
I'm going to show you that. I put on one talisman, I'm going to put on another talisman. Over here, to the main time, oh, I don't have an answer. It's not one long yeshiva sukkah. What is he even saying? If it's one long ma'isa mitzvah, you make a brach on this one long ma'isa mitzvah. But if I, in my sukkah, and then I jump out to my neighbor's sukkah, because I hear he's having a simcha, and I want to say ma'isa talk. I can't say my sukkah and his sukkah is one long ma'isa mitzvah, because in the middle it was a half sukkah, and it's a totally different sukkah. Now, this is the Magarpa. Now, what about Hagos Mak? Mak is a Zafi Sifbe, Sifkot Hei, because they were much earlier, Sifkot Hei. Some people having a beer party. Take the beer party into the sukkah. For them, that's the kviyos. They sit there 3 hours. Everyone has the 3 6-packs and everything there. And that's for them. That's the kviyos. Oh. So he said, no, he has a suffix. Well, there's one thing that's very clear in what he says. So what is happening here between the Shalom and what he said? Because it's part of the Shalom.
Every mice and fields. According to the Taz, every issue.
Rambam attests. Says the Mishnah. Remember. So after Medina the Gemara, that's the post Gemara Rishon. Even though Medina the Gemara, according to all the Rambam Rish and Rosh, Shabir Suk of Yod Salas and Yonah will allow to take the Yonah Shah Yitzibur. But he's here to die to him. I feel able to say, you have a vision. Okay. Even though anything I do in Sukkah is a mitzvah, the Kama Gomina Kol Ha'olam cannot suppose to Yevor Hel B'Shan Sachim. Says, even though you're talking about the three main poskim on which everything relies, the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, are all of the opinion against Rabbeinu Tam, the minute of the entire world is like Rabbeinu Tam. La'achil of Yoshua Basuk now he says, however,
about that.